Hello.
Hello, my name is Brendasia, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I received a bank transaction that would withdraw from my account. Is this an extraordinaire or something like that?
This is a third-party call center, sir, and we do service different products
Okay.
and everything.
Well, I'm received this. I want to know. I'm trying to find out why I got this charge on my account and
Yes,
what the
sir. I'll be
product
more
was
than
that. Okay.
happy to assist you with that. May I have your zip code?
21076.
And may I have your first and last name?
First name Thorntonn. Last name P as in Paul, IN, D as in David, ER.
Okay. Pender.
Correct, yes.
Okay, Mr. Penny, can I get you to verify your address for me?
1903 is Pometacom Drive. That's in Hanover, Maryland, 21076.
Thank you for the information, sir. Give me one second while I pull up your account.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Pender. Okay, so I have reviewed your account, and it looks like on the 5th of December, you paid shipping and handling for a tactical bag. After you paid that shipping and handling, in the terms and conditions at the bottom, it stated that you will be enrolled into our Factory Direct Savings Club, and you started a membership that would charge you every month, but you will also receive a $125 gift card to use at that membership store.
No, I want to cancel that. I don't want any membership, and I don't recall checking off or signing anything about joining this club or whatever. So I'd like to discontinue all future and current charges.
Okay, so I can go ahead and cancel your account, and you won't be billed anymore.
Now, is this the charge where it was 6732?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I definitely want to cancel that for a membership. I don't want that. And I don't recall checking that off. You'll take care of that for me, please.
Yes, sir. All charges are final, but what I can do as a courtesy is I can give you a 35% refund on that because it was stated in the terms and conditions at the bottom of the page.
Well, this is a rip-off. I didn't sign anything to receive any membership. In order to join a membership, I would have to either sign off on it or check a box stating that I choose to be a member, and I did none of that. So I don't understand why I can't have a full refund.
Yes, sir, you did that when you signed up for that tactical bag. See, the tactical bag actually comes from that store, and it's just a free gift welcoming you into the membership.
Well, I want to cancel that. I don't want any future or, like I said, all current payments. So, however you can handle that, because I don't choose to be affiliated with that organization anymore.
Yes, sir. I went ahead and canceled your account. You won't receive any more payments.
But I'm going to be charged. What? So my charge is being reduced, you're saying?
Yes, sir. You will receive the amount of $23.50 back into 56 cent back into your account within 3 to 5 days.
For a $5 bag, I gotta pay 20, 30, 40, 50, about $50 for a bag that I don't that said it was free, and it didn't say anything about joining the membership.
Yes, sir, the bag was free. It's just a welcoming gift into joining the club.
So why can't I that money not be refunded from, because I, like I said, you said I join the membership. I didn't see anything like that.
It was in the terms and conditions. That's the only reason why I can't fully refund it to you, sir.
Because what now? I'm
It
sorry,
was
Betty. I didn't mean to call you baby.
You okay? I understand. I'm from the South, and we talk like that all the time.
No, but I said, oh, really? But I didn't mean, I thought, I didn't want to be disrespectful if I call you baby.
Oh, you
just
okay?
Came
that's
out
fine.
Of my mouth.
My granddaddy called me all the time.
Well, he's related to you. Yeah, but I'm not. That's why I'm trying. That's why I corrected myself. So you're saying that was done by the business?
Yes, sir. So basically, when you sign up for the technical bag was a gift, and the technical bag came. It was a gift, like welcoming you into the membership for that store. So it was a free gift, but all you had to do was pay for shipping and handling for it. Now you also have a $125 gift card to use at that store as well.
But I would have to. But each month I'm going to be charged for a membership in order to use that card. Is that correct?
Not that I know of. Since they already took that, well, I don't know because I'm refunding you half of it back. That's a good question.
Half would be.
I mean, not half.
$35.
I mean 35.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, 35 would be about half. Okay. Well, go ahead if you would refund that back to me and this cancel out everything. I don't care about gift card because they're going to continue charging me as they already hooked me into this, which I didn't agree to be a part of. So I'm not going to deal with this company.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Uh-huh. So, okay. So you said you already discontinued future, I mean, my ties with this company, and I will be refunded. What's the amount again?
It's $23.56, and you will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, depending on who you bank with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they got me, but they won't get me again. All right, that's not your fault. I'm just
I understand.
So I appreciate you taking care of this for me, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You as well. Merry Christmas.
Oh, one thing, is there a confirmation number or something to that effect, or will you be sending an email?
We don't send out emails, but I can verbally give you your confirmation code stating that your account is canceled. It has in the notes
you
were refunded. Let me know when you're ready to get it, sir.
I am. Thank you. Uh-huh.
C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
263-157-952-952.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, I thank you so much. And like I said, I hope you have a great day and a wonderful holiday season.
You as well, too. Thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.